After receiving new equipment from Sprinkles, the party finally begins the ascension. After facing a sentient staircase and a malevolent Shadow Drake, the group find themselves outside the gates of Carnalia. What awaits them on the other side? Find out in this episode of Turning Tables Podcast. The Ascension.
Right. Oof. Let's go ahead and get started.
Yeah.
Yes. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Turning Tables Podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not Reuben.
Hey, I'm not Reuben this time. I am kicking us off because the tables have turned. I am the new DM. Look at me.
Huh?
I'm the DM now.
Okay.
I like what you did there.
Thank you. So let's make some introductions. Starting off, Danny. Hello.
Hello. I am Danny. I am playing everybody's favorite sneaky boy, and I'm very close to Death Boy in that last episode, Amon.
Awesome. And then for the first time, introducing Reuben.
Hey, how's it going? I'm so happy to be on this side of the table. I am so hyped to finally introduce my character, which I'll wait until we get to proper introductions, but super excited.
It's good
awesome.
To have you on this side.
Yeah, let's go.
Connor's
the right side.
Connor's very excited. But from the other side of the screen.
Yeah.
And also James.
Hi. I'm excited that Ruben's now on this side because now maybe Siegfried gets to fuck with them a little bit. Maybe.
We'll see. And Connor, hello.
What's going on?
You know,
are you?
I'm really excited. I'm also very nervous.
Ah,
I'm
not
as nervous. You're gonna do great.
I'm not as nervous as I thought I was going to be yesterday. I was the whole time I was just like, I'm panicking. But no.
All you need is some more of this Malphite black goo,
aka mimosa.
AKA mimosas in the real
world.
Yeah, just so the listeners know, we are having brunch D&D session today.
No. AKA, we're just drinking mimosas. We're not eating food.
There is no food.
Not me. I hate mimosas, but I am drinking this nice honeydew-less from Honey Pot. Shout out to Honey Pot real quick.
Yeah.
So if you hear us slurring, you know why.
Hell yeah. Is everyone's shit on silent before we get started?
Oh,
put
yeah.
Your thing
on
my shit is never on silent.
No, I keep that thing on me.
I keep that thing on me.
Nani?
Alright, so before we get started, does anyone want to give us a little recap on what happened in the last episode?
You want me to do it for one last time?
Well, I just like talking, I just like having the players do it. I like your perspectives.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I almost died.
Yeah.
I too almost died.
Yeah. Last time, yeah.
We ascended...
How do you like them stairs?
In D7.
We ascended to a tower that we were all trying to climb, but this tower did not want us to climb it. There were steps that were falling out, that were jutting out, that were hitting everybody, and we were trying to make our way to the top of this tower, getting hit in the face with rocks. I ignored a rope for some very odd reason. And that's kind of where we left off. We got a little messed up. Oh, wait.
We also fought
a weird smoky dragon thing.
Yeah.
Which was very frightening. And everybody,
Drake, yeah.
Everybody basically almost died.
I love it. I'm glad that the vibe I put off was effective.
It was terrifying.
I was more terrified of the falling steps than it was the dragon. But I mean, one set up the other.
Yeah.
And then... the nat 20 that I got.
That was
phenomenal.
It was like one of the best D&D experiences I've had.
We had a wonderful, like, perfectly timed nat 20.
Yeah. It was a clutch moment.
It was a clutch moment. All the swingy boys were swinging, and one of the swingy boys went down, came back to life, and
wrecked
the shit out of that dragon.
Hell yeah. And we ended up at the gates... of level 2, which you'll soon learn to be known as Carnalia. As we're walking up, you see, as I mentioned, we'll kind of pick up where we left off at the end of episode 5. The gates of Carnalia are old brick. Some are more well kept than others, and the main gate you approach is dark wrought iron, and it's covered in climbing ivy. And as you look around the brick walls surrounding the city, you realize that they're also, like, it's slowly being overcome with ivy. There's, like, a sense of these aren't very well kept, but, you know, it's still keeping people, it's still effective. And we come across, as we mentioned before, mm-hmm. our Reuben. If... Yes, we had his little musical intro. The party approaches actually, Reuben, if you want to describe yourself.
I will. So, I'm assuming I'm just sitting somewhere outside the gate.
You're, probably not, because you guys can see the gate, but you're not, like, right outside the gate. Okay. Like, you're not kicking it with the guards, right. But, like, you're probably just, like... chilling off the
beaten path. Yeah, I'm probably a distance off from the gate again.
So the party's approaching and we hear the deliverance song. We're like, okay.
You guys see, standing a meager 5'8" in comparison to everyone else, he's got jet black hair, but the sides are starting to gray out with old age. Think silver fox kind of look. Red maroonish skin with patches of orange going around his face and his hands. Like there's a great big orange patch over his left eye. Hobgoblin. He is wearing a militaristic type looking uniform. Think very Marine Corps up top with the black color but golden trims on the edge. And as it kind of flows down, it gets less militaristic and more think fluffy print sleeves, like it goes from militaristic to Sergeant Pepper's. Sergeant Pepper's, yeah, so Prince-esque kinda.
You know, you brought that shirt, yeah. And it wasn't the men's department. Yeah.
Don't care.
It looks good.
He has a shorter military-looking like officer stick with him, and he does have this harmonica that he's been playing. Yeah, that's what you guys see.
Nice.
Awesome.
Who's leading this charge, by the way?
I don't think anybody's really leading. I think we're all walking.
We're just like walking.
Yeah, I think we're all just...
You guys are stumbling. We're all stumbling in a group. Yeah. Zaris is still with you.
It's this wide road. Everybody, all right, single file. Everybody go. Like, what? What's happening?
So I guess I'll call out to this figure that's shrouded a little bit in the music. I'm going to say, who goes there?
Hello. Who goes there?
Speak your name, Traveler.
And as soon as he hears you, he's gonna just start walking your eyes this direction. Hello, comrade. My name is Richard.
I'm pretty on edge.
Sure,
this thing, and we just went through hell. I'm gonna brandish my halberd, and I'm gonna point it at this figure that I still is unnamed. I'm gonna say, we don't know you, stranger. State your name.
Again, my name is Richard. What is your name, my good sir?
This is our troop. We are ascendees. That's all you should know.
As soon as you say that, I'm going to brandish my left wrist, and you're going to see I also have the mark of ascension going around the left side of my arm.
I'm going to put the halberd back behind me. Looks like we have another one of these ascension people.
Indeed, I am an ascension people. Yes.
I'm gonna approach him too, like not
people,
not like go far away from the group, but I'm gonna approach him and be like, "Hey, when were you chosen for the ascension?"
I've been chosen for some time. I've just kind of been waiting here for more people.
Okay. So how long have you been here?
Yeah, how long have I been here? It's been a while. I'm going to say it's been long enough that I've seen some other ascendees go through. And when you ask that, like, comrade, I'm looking for more people to join me in ascension. I believe we have more possibility of success if we all go together, which it looks like you may have had the same idea.
Zaris will chime in and say, we were all chosen together.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Well, lucky you. I got picked by myself.
How long has it been since you ascended from the first level?
Yeah, I don't know. It's been a couple, I guess, many moons in some speak. I don't know specifically. Time works really weird here. And I'm from the Feywild, and I know time works very weird.
And you've been sitting here waiting for another party this whole time.
I've been waiting for other people, yes. I had a couple people pass by, but no one wanted to work together. I think it'd be better if you have two or three people to help out. I have come from a very military background, and I believe there's better success in numbers.
I'm gonna speak to Zaris in Elvish and say, I don't think it's not a bad idea for him to join us.
Now, I have a question. I don't speak Elvish, but I speak Sylvan, which is like the Latin to Spanish.
Sure. So you would get like the theme. Like you would get idea good.
Yeah, I get the gist.
Yeah, and like that's basically what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it's a bad idea because, I mean, even when Amon and Zaris first met, like he had that idea of, oh shit, like before we met you guys,
yeah,
it was two instead of one person, like this increases our chances of actually surviving.
Right.
So like Amon sees this man and he goes, oh, 4 to 5, like let's fucking go. Like I think it's a pretty good idea and he hasn't been hostile to us. Like most people who have been come out aggressively. He seems very friendly, so Amon's kind of like trusting that.
Siegfried. You guys all speak Elvish,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah. Yeah, so
I just specifically because I feel like I'm standing closer to you, so I'll just lean over and say that to you.
Zaris nods.
We don't know this person, and we just nearly died on the staircase and fought a dragon, and we can't just drop our guard. We don't know this land, and we don't know where we are or what's going to happen.
I think I'm going to pick up on a little bit of him saying they're hurt. Who looks the most hurt out of the group right now?
I would say Amon, right?
After that short rest, I'm looking good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so everyone's close to
death. I think everybody's pretty.
Everyone got their hit points got pretty healed, but I would say just for flavor, you guys are worn the fuck down.
Yeah.
Not to. Let's see. Death, paralyzed, poison. No, I can't do anything.
Poison, Siegfried. What?
No. I was going to try to help his exhaustion. But I don't have the spell for that.
Say that, babe. I would say, in terms of hit points, yeah, everyone's fully healed right now.
I will say the people who look like they took the most amount of beatings would be us two.
Yeah.
Why would nobody want to work with you?
I think it's an ego thing, friend. I think lots of people just want to get through on their own and not have the attachments, I guess.
I would like to roll a perception check.
Actually, roll me insight.
Insight. To see if this guy is effing lying. He probably is not. It's 11.
Yeah, he seems pretty on the level. You don't pick up on anything that seems... Yeah, if anyone else wants to roll insight, feel free.
Sure.
Zaris is also going to roll inside.
Yeah,
that's a 5.
Yeah.
You're like, sure, he's good.
I love this guy.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know if you're going to go walk across the stage and try to hug him, but you know. You know.
Dude, I was dying. Yeah. Elias rolled a 9.
Okay. Yeah, Zaris is the wisest out of everyone, so she's in Elvish, is just going to go, I don't know, he seems on the level, guys. I don't know what you want.
Yes, I have Koina on level.
He just heard level.
Yeah.
I gave you my name, comrades. What are your guys' names?
Siegfried.
How do you do, Siegfried?
I'm good, but I don't know quite how to place you.
I get it. I understand.
What would you be able to offer this group?
You know what? Just because you asked first, it doesn't say how long it's going to last, but I will use a bardic inspiration on you and give you a mote of potential. And basically I play a little bit of harmonica, give you bardic inspiration, and it shows up as like a little, think of like a little plushie of a goblin starts floating above your head. Little green guy. Don't hate it.
Siegfried just starts swatting at
it. It's like a cat.
No, it's next. They will give you a little boon, my friend, next time you decide to do something.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's just until your next long rest, I believe. You can.
Or until I give it to somebody else.
Got it.
Cool.
I can't do it for everyone, one at a time.
Zaris.
Well, yeah. What do we think?
Zaris will look at Richard and say, I don't know exactly what to do here, but you're right. There is safety in numbers. I am Zaris.
Amon will walk up to him, like, all the way now, reach out his hand for a handshake, and just be like, I'm Amon.
I can tell you're Amon, but what's your name, sir?
God damn it.
I'm out! We kill this man now!
Wait, he still hasn't given me his name.
That's actually my name. Amon also, this is Chuck. And I'm going to pull the hood back and like show the owl. Go ahead, talk to yourself, Ruben.
Have a conversation.
Am I gonna do it? All right. How you doing? Your owl speaks. This is interesting. Hello. You say your name is Chuck? Yeah, name's Chuck. How do you do, Mr. Chuck?
I was prepared to do the Chuck voice, but...
Danny called me out.
Only because I really wanted to see him talk to himself for a little bit.
You're about to see me talk to myself for like 6 hours.
Well, that's why.
You say you've been here for quite a while. Does that mean you know the lay of this land?
I know up until this gate. I have not gone in.
You've sat here this entire time.
Yes, I'm very patient. What is your name, my good sir? I didn't get your name.
My name is not important to you.
You sure?
What's to say you haven't killed the other ascendees?
He's just gonna look at his hands and he's like, I'm not the strongest individual. I don't think I would have killed anyone.
You're meaning to tell us that you've been sitting here for all this time without any recourse or any direction other than you're waiting?
I would like to put off the major dad vibe and do an intimidation check against Elias.
Oh! For you want to use your intimidation for dad check for dad vibes?
I'm like, look, young man, I am not going to be questioned by one who is shorter than small duck.
Oh! Whoa! That is not the guy you want to be insulting. He's got a short fuse.
Oh my god!
Are we just doing straight rollies?
For intimidation.
For intimidation.
Okay, cool. So I'm gonna add my modifier.
Okay.
So I rolled with, I rolled a dirty 21.
29.
Oh my god!
So, okay.
I saw the number and I'm like, oh yeah. My god.
Elias,
22.
You're not an easily intimidated man. But something about how he speaks to you feels like you are being spoken to like a father would speak to a son. And you feel almost like apologetic. You feel like, oh, you recoil a little bit. You feel intimidated.
My name is Elias.
And as soon as he says his name, I go to shake your hand. Like, nice to meet you, Elias. How are you?
I'm gonna kind of like recoil from your hand a little bit. It's like, I've given you my name and
okay.
That's all you need to
Fair make. Enough. I won't push any farther.
You'll have to forgive our friend here. He's a little more on edge than the rest of us.
Zarius is just laughing.
Oh my god.
Siegfried just has an axe behind his back. He's like holding on to it and just shaking his head. Elias, like, dude.
And I'm not trying to be threatening at all. Like, I have a rapier at my side, but my head's not near it. The only thing I have is this walking stick and then the harmonica in my other hand.
Did Richard do the whole like finger point too while he was
he
in
did,
the
yeah. Listen. 100%.
Listen here, young man.
Listen.
Go to your room.
Yeah. Elias just hides in a tree. Yeah.
Let's just get off with
it. Hey man, I had to hug a guy on stage, Ryan. I'm right there with
he
you.
He didn't let
you. I know.
Just like,
I'm sorry,
man.
I had to. I'm
the
so
biggest,
sorry.
The biggest guys oh, in the party have like the two most awkward moments.
It's okay.
Oh my god.
I rolled well too. I thought I was like,
I have expertise in intimidation.
He has very high shenanigans.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, no, I take the handshake for what it is. I'm intimidated by this guy. Still don't know exactly why he's here. Don't exactly trust him, but I respect him if that means anything now.
So you should come with us then. Should we move? Will we move better together as a group? Yes?
Absolutely. I'm very tired of standing in this world.
Let's move
also,
on.
Did you hear the dragon? There was like a dragon loud noises earlier.
We fought the dragon.
We dealt with the dragon.
You fought dragon?
We killed dragon.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, comrades. I definitely stick with you now.
Very well. Do you guys continue to the gates?
Sure.
Let's continue to the gates.
All right. So, the gates of Carnalia, they're not locked. It's the same wrought iron that you saw before. Again, covered in ivy, just not oppressive, the same way that they were in Limbo. They connect around the city, And like I said, they look old, but not, they're still sturdy. The guard at the front of the gate regards you as you approach. Hello.
Is anybody
there? Hello? No.
State your business.
I'm gonna elbow Rickard and say, like, surely you know this guard. You've been here for so long.
I literally have been, 20 yards away and just seen figures. I'll talk first, if you'd like. Hello, friend. My name is Richard, and I'm assuming when my hand goes up to greet him, my mark of ascension is going to show. We are marked for ascension, and I guess we require access.
I see. I've been left a letter conditional on your arrival here. And he hands you a letter.
Specifically me?
You talked.
Okay.
All of you?
I'll flash him too, yeah.
Flash him.
It's on Amon's chest, so it's a real quick,
his beads. Why is he got beads?
Just that top, that top tip.
Anybody else?
It's got derailed very quickly.
So Siegfried just gonna roll up his sleeve and show his mark of ascension.
Very well. So you are given a formal invitation on very rich, thick paper with gilded lettering. Ooh. It reads, to the traveling ascenders of Malphid, welcome to Carnalia. I am thrilled to have you stop in our grand city. In order to give you a true hero's welcome, I would like to extend you an invitation to the Hall of Eros for a humble celebration acknowledging your welcome. We are very excited to make your acquaintance, Madam Polly. That's it. That's what the letter says.
Siegfried is going to perk up a little bit. I wonder if they have ale.
There's no date on there, so we just show up when we show up. Kind of, is that the vibe I get from this?
You're Amon, Jesus.
I am Amon.
One of the guards goes, we've sent word on your arrival. We've been expecting you.
How far is this place?
We will take you.
Okay. Richard feels like an idiot that he's been standing 20 yards from this.
When he could have been hanging out in the whatever mansion or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, damn it.
Literally been struggling here.
Fighting for my life. He's picking up grubs and eating them, and they have a full spread.
They've thrown away so many turkeys. Yeah.
They're like, well, I guess our guest isn't coming. Showing it off.
Yeah, he curses under his breath in goblinoid.
Nah, which none of us speak.
We just hear
Could I roll insight to see how much this man cares about his job?
Sure.
Cool. Okay.
I need to know. That's only 6.
Hard to read.
Okay.
This could just be his voice.
Yeah. That's genuinely why I was like, this man sounds like he hates his life and
he could just talk like
I
that.
I need to know what his problem
He's
is.
He's like, dude, just go. Yeah. Get out of my office. Shall we go?
Yeah, one of the guards just
Let's
says,
do it.
Come with me and lead you into the city.
If we want to live?
No. So, you guys enter Carnalia. This is a small city. Think of it, it is a large, it's larger than a town. It's way different than the life that you saw in Limbo. Mm. It's bustling with people, but think Grecian decadence. There are still shops and homes along the paths that you're being led past. People pay you some regard, more as new people than as ascenders. And then some, with a weird glint in their eyes, regard you as little more than as pieces of meat to be consumed than as actual living beings. They don't approach you, but they just kind of regard you in a way that feels a little bit more animalistic than people. They're dressed similarly to those in Limbo, but probably a step above typical peasant clothes. Mm. They seem to be a little bit more well off than in Limbo, where people were very much struggling to get by. Everyone, roll me either a perception or an arcana check.
Perception just went up, baby. That's 26.
Hell yeah.
16.
That's what that is. 10.
11.
Okay, cool. You notice, Amon, that some of these people are deeply distressed that they can't seem to stop eating, dancing, flirting, touching. It's overwhelming to watch. It's all, like, it's very distressing because they seem to want to stop, but they can't. And some, they're more interested in whatever lives of decadence that they're living than really you guys.
Okay. I'm going to, 1, 2, 3, 4, ooh, just for fun, I'm going to pick who I'm going to send this to and message. I'm going to message Zaris and be like, hey, people are, they're very horny here. And it's not like the, I mean, in the, like, textbook definition of the word horny, but also, like, they're very horny for what they're doing, whether it's eating or, I basically explained that, like, not they're very horny about, like, this indulgence lifestyle that they're living.
It's about being horny.
26 minutes, and I brought up horny. So, I held off. Nice. But, yeah, I'm gonna tell her, like, that it's just, people are very about the indulgence lifestyle here, whatever it may be, whether it is actual horny, or, like, food, or, you know, flirting without doing much, like, whatever they're about, like, they're about it.
Zaris also picks up on this, and is just like, oh god, we gotta get out of here fast. I need everyone to make me a charisma save. You are overwhelmed with feelings of want.
Good thing I'm good
at charisma.
Want to do whatever...
Three.
Excellent.
Want to do whatever your heart desires.
Thank god I need it. You can add that bardic if you need to.
What does bardic do?
It gives you a d8 to roll on top of it.
So whatever you roll.
Now, bear in mind, this is not a high DC.
I got 14.
Okay.
I also got a 14.
Okay.
I got 9.
Okay.
Fuck. Hold on. Siegfried's trying to save himself.
Yeah, I got a 13.
Okay.
Now, did you use the bardic?
Yes.
So when you use the bardic for the saving throw, you get an extra, the little goblin that's floating around you pops like, hello, pop, and pops in front of you, and this little sparkles come down. The saving throw immediately after you roll, you get added to the saving throw, and then you gain temporary hit points equal to the bardic inspiration that you just rolled.
Nice.
Plus my charisma, which is 5.
Nice. I don't need them, but yeah, that's good. Yeah, so 13.
All right, very good.
He's all pow.
Okay, so you all passed, but for a moment you are overwhelmed with feelings of want to do whatever your heart desires, to eat luxurious foods, drink wine, etc. So this is an effect in while you are here in Carnalia. The longer you remain here, the higher chances you are of being susceptible to this effect.
Do we feel that this is like a charm effect?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Failing this save makes you subject to the charm condition, however, it bypasses... elves.
I have fey resistance, but I am not an elf.
Damn it, I don't know why
I brought it up.
No, you're still subject to it because it's a charmed in not the traditional sense of charmed. So sorry.
Now, DM question then. I have the ability counter charm. Would that assist in this if somebody does fall under it?
Yes.
Okay. It does take a full action for me to do, so... Please don't.
It's also charmed. A spell slot, yeah?
No, it's just an ability.
Oh, okay.
All with this.
Do you have a limited number of uses of counter charm?
No, it just takes me an action to do.
Oh, okay, cool. Good to know.
Siegfried is about to rage in the middle of this crowd.
Just get out of it.
He's just going to start screaming. People are like, oh my god, what's happening?
So, the important thing to note is the longer you remain here, the higher the DC becomes.
Oh.
This time you all pass.
Is it by hour or is it by day?
Well, let's not test it.
Okay. DM's not going to reveal that.
They don't have that many inspirations.
I've already told you quite a bit, so.
Oh, okay, okay. All right. I dig
it. So, can Elias use, can I pop a divine sense to sense if there's any, like, evil here? Being celestial.
What's the range?
The range, stand by.
It's a mile?
No, I think it's like 60 feet.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the ranger thing.
Yeah, all good. It's 60 feet.
60 feet? So far, nothing.
So far, nothing.
And it's for, a minute? Yeah.
Correct. Nothing. Okay. But he felt that, right? Everybody felt something occur to
him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say in character, this place is smitten with sin. I can tell. Just by looking at these people.
Yeah, I like a party more than anyone, but this is a little much.
I also wanted a nail, but I don't want to die from alcohol poisoning.
So, this is all while you guys are walking. You approach the Hall of Eros, and it is very obvious. The Hall of Eros, it's a grand building, towering, it seems, several stories high, with marble pillars and intricate carvings adorning the facade. The entrance is guarded by statues of beautiful, scantily clad women and men with intricate garlands of roses draped around their necks. As you step inside, you are immediately struck by the decadent atmosphere of the place. Soft candlelight flickers from every corner, casting the halls and chambers in a warm, golden glow. The air is thick with the sweet scent of flowers and perfume, and the soft sound of music and laughter drifts through the air as you walk in. The main hall of the building is the centerpiece of the Hall of Eros. It has high, vaulted ceilings with intricate paintings and, like, frescoes adorning the walls. The floor is covered in, like, a very plush carpet. This is a level of decadence that none of you have seen, probably even in life. And soft cushions, inviting visitors to lounge and relax in comfort. The hall is filled with beautiful people dressed in luxurious clothing. And if anyone wants to make an insight check here, go for it.
I'll do the beautiful people. The beautiful people.
Da-da. Insight?
Yeah.
13.
Cool. Same.
Okay.
What are we doing? Insight?
Yeah.
Elias rolled an 11.
Cool. Okay.
That tie is heavy.
Yeah, it is. 8.
Okay. Thick. Cool.
That's a thick boy.
Rocks fall.
Very good. So, the side chambers of the Hall of Eros are private and intimate, with soft beds and plush seating arrangements set against elegant tapestries and ornate mirrors. Meanwhile, at the center of the room, it is the obvious focus, as it is a decadent dining table with foods most of you, like I said, you haven't even seen while you're alive. Pastries, meats, vegetables, large decanters of wine, ale cover the table as well. Anyone who wants to can make an Arcana check.
I would love to.
Siegfried is going to go for the ale. That's what he's going to do.
So 15 for your boy.
God damn it. Got a 4.
18 for my shit.
Elias rolled a 17.
Okay, so Elias and Amon, what did you roll, sorry?
18.
Okay, and okay, you as well, Richard. You all kind of are familiar with magic, and you're familiar with what you're looking at. What you're looking at is a hero's feast.
Knowing that now, do I get the sense that since it's made magically, this might be the reason why people are getting indulged?
Roll me another Arcana check.
Because I would say I'm pretty versed in, like, Feywild shenanigans.
Sure.
15.
Nope. It's not associated with the other magic shenanigans.
So this stuff seems, for lack of better words, clean?
It's on the level.
New shenanigans.
So I'm be like, I'm gonna go to... I would have your wits about you, but this doesn't seem like bad food, Mr. Siegfried. And I pat him on the back and head at it.
Yeah, fuck it. I think I'm gonna walk up, grab an ale too. What? Does anything around here look expensive? not guarded?
Roll me a perception check.
That is 27.
Yes. Against the wall, people are wearing, you know, gold jewelry. What you also notice is a lot of the people walking around, and you kind of perceive that these are the courtesans of Carnalia.
Okay.
And they're kind of, the way that they're dressed and the jewelry that they're wearing is kind of to indicate that.
Okay.
Stay strong, comrades.
I might, these fingers might get sticky later. If you can dig it.
List is only thing.
But yeah, I'm gonna definitely grab an ale with Siegfried and drink.
Awesome. Is anyone else going to partake?
This
is food. Remember, this is the first time you guys have seen food as well.
But I think like we're excited about the alcohol.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
We'll eventually get to this food.
Yeah, I'll say Siegfried grabs like a tankard of ale if it's there, and then grabs like a turkey leg.
I was gonna say, like, and he just tears the leg off.
Yeah, just rips it off the bird, and he's like eating it and then drinking, and just he's really like
he's full Ron Weasley.
Yeah, basically, he's just going in. He's going to town.
So
hell yeah,
I'm gonna. So Elias is kind of seeing this, just all this sin right around him. He's still a young lad. He's not gonna partake right now, but he's uncomfortable by kind of all of this decadence and lavishness around him. He's not going to grab the ale, but he's kind of going to glance at both Amon and Siegfried, like, doing their thing. And he's going to kind of tentatively take food.
Sure.
But just kind of keep to himself and munch.
Sure.
And not drink.
Absolutely.
Not
yeah, Richard will grab some water and some, like, finger foods. Nothing real messy like
okay.
My friends here.
Yeah, we hungry.
You all partook in the hero's feast.
Uh-oh.
you are cured of all diseases and poison. You are immune to poison and being frightened. You make all wisdom saving throws with advantage.
Ooh.
And your hit point maximum increases by 2d10. And you gain the same number of hit points. This benefit lasts for 24 hours.
Okay. Okay. So are we rolling those d10s ourselves?
Yes.
Wait.
Well, actually, just for the sake of speediness, I'm going to roll 2d10s right now.
Yeah.
Sure.
And everyone gets those hit points. Are we,
oh.
Is everyone cool with that?
Yeah,
cool.
But what if your d10s are cursed?
Roll good d10s.
You get 9. Your hit point maximum goes up by 9.
I'm just writing a +9 next to my HP.
Yeah.
So I can erase it later.
So this is a temp hit?
No,
yeah.
This is your maximum hit point. It increases by 6, 7, 8, by 9.
Gotcha.
Hero's Feast is a dope ass spell.
It's also a high level spell.
But why is the question?
So as you guys are partaking, are you guys staying kind of close together, kind of
yes.
huddled together eating? Okay.
Yeah.
So as you guys are eating, you hear a voice behind you and it says, "This was made by great sacrifice of the people of Carnalia as a sign of goodwill and to welcome the Ascenders properly, unlike the savages in Limbo."
Hmm.
And do you turn around?
Oh, I bust a 180 about face on the heels of my feet.
I'll turn around and be like, "Oh, cheers to that." I'm just
going back to the I'm going to keep my back kind of to the voice, but I'm going to kind of like look behind me.
You see a woman, a distinguished older woman with salt and pepper hair and a low bun on her head. She is dressed in fine clothes, and it's jarring in comparison to those in the hall who are more revealing in their clothing choice. And you note, actually, if everyone wants to make a quick little insider perception check for me.
Perception?
Perception, yeah.
Perception?
Yeah.
So, 13.
Okay.
Good boy.
18 for Rich.
13 for Eli.
What'd you roll?
11.
He's just so
distracted.
You know
what? It's easy enough to notice.
I like to roll to see if I'm also into it. That's a 5.
Okay. It's easy enough to notice, but her governor's band is wrapped around her throat.
Oh
fuck.
Okay, then.
Hot stuff. I just want to say really quick before people ask.
This is Madame Polly.
I have been feeding Chuck, and, like, at this point, he's, like, on the table next to us, just, like,
just
with his
town.
Own plate of food and water.
Just a full owl on the table?
Okay, hold on.
Damn it.
He's at least between me and Siegfried, so there are people between, like, he's
yeah.
not
sure.
Open to attack.
God damn it. Hold on.
Now,
stuff.
He's in the initiative!
Yeah!
In the initiative. Chuck, Ive! Run! Oh, actually, that
why is
a 19.
There a bird in my hall?
I was given, I guess you could say, permission to bring him along with us as we ascend.
Please keep an eye on the bird.
Always do.
All right.
Turns to Chuck and gives him a thumbs up.
Thanks, bud.
Easy. Thank God, I don't want to keep doing it.
Is Madame Polly kind of like the, this is going to be controversial, but like L.A. plastic type? Like, is she like that kind of vibe?
No, no.
Okay.
You can, no.
I just thought, like,
I don't find that controversial too. At all.
We know her.
Yeah. Yeah, we know that woman.
So she's just approached the table, correct?
She is most likely not listening to this.
Siegfried is just going to raise his tankard to her, like, nod his head.
Welcome to Carnalia.
Thank you.
You do this for every ascendee?
Just for the groups.
There's been other groups.
No.
This first time, I guess. Good thing I waited, because I wouldn't have gotten this, I guess.
But welcome regardless. As you can imagine, I have other duties to attend to, but please do rest and meet with my girls. We'll see to it that you get an escort out of Carnalia first thing tomorrow morning.
You are very quick to move people out of here.
Your job is to ascend, correct?
Yes.
I see no lies.
And I have no qualms with ascenders. We're happy with our lives here.
Can we ask why these people are stuck in their rhythm, if you will?
It's an unfortunate effect of the city, but for the most part, look around you. People seem to be happy to be here. Don't you agree?
I wouldn't exactly call this happy. They seem distressed.
That's your perception of it, perhaps. As I said, I have other duties to attend to, but please do enjoy, and we'll see to it that you get out of Carnalia first thing tomorrow morning. And she walks away.
Suspicious.
Very. I wonder who these girls are that she's referring to.
Stay away these, from them.
These girls?
Girls? Nah. Young man, please stay away from these girls.
Siegfried heard escort, he's all,
I love as soon as you said that, like, while Siegfried and Adamon made faces at each other, like, okay.
I'm like, oh, so what kind of service are we talking about here?
That's what I was scared of. Yeah. Richard's gonna maintain his military-esque discipline.
I do like that Richard had to roll if he was into it, though.
I did.
I would say, right when she said...
I've sent him the art for Madame Polly.
Ooh.
She's hot.
She's hot. She's hot.
I would say, right when they said girls, Siegfried and Amon just, like, hit their throats together.
We've both been problems in other lives.
Yeah. I'm just gonna look at Elias and Zaris and, like, shake his head. Like,
we're like, yeah!
You've been traveling with these two?
USA! USA!
What's the USA?
I don't know.
It's like this one place I once heard called Russia.
Oh, yeah. Damn it, Ruben!
Again, Elias is uncomfortable right now.
Elias is just doing this right now.
Very uncomfortable. Kind of hearing all this, seeing all this, I don't know, gratuity. But
sure.
Again, he keeps his discipline, although it's, I don't know, it's wavering.
I'm gonna walk over to Elias and go to give him like a pat on the shoulder. It's okay to be uncomfortable. This is a lot for lots of people.
I don't understand this place. They're all just living in ecstasy. It's, I don't know what you would call it. Troubling.
Is there anybody else around, like guards or anybody while we're feasting? Anybody that we can like ask questions to?
No, but if everyone, if you guys are kind of like at like kind of in your own little group, you can kind of see that there are townspeople, like they're in like they're a little bit like in finer clothes. You would probably think this would be like an upper class type of party.
Mm-hmm.
And they're walking around talking to the girls. Like it seems kind of like this is a world where has anyone seen
Eyes Wide Shut? No, I'm just kidding.
No, has anyone seen
orgy? No.
Yeah, have you guys seen Firefly?
Yes.
I have not. No.
Okay, so it's kind of...
There's a bunch of nerds yelling at us right now. Yes!
No.
I'm the only one that said yes, everyone's
like
no.
So, you know like how like Inara, like how like escorts are kind of like on par, like
right.
High upper class. It's kind of like, that's kind of the vibe.
Got it.
And so it's kind of like an upper class type of vibe. However, if you guys want to make me DC 15 perception check.
I'm not doing well.
That's only a 12.
That's a 9 from your boy.
Damn, guys.
Dirty 20, let's go.
Oh, wow. Finally.
I know. Finally.
He shook off the horny.
I know.
Well, no, he's locked in. Like, he actually thinks Madame Polly's kind of hot. And so he's, like, keeping an eye on her.
Yeah, wrong.
I get it. I get it.
So, at the party, you guys see Madame Polly, like, talking to people, but for a split second, she does something to them and their eyes kind of gloss over and they lean over and whisper something in her ear and she just kind of nods and walks away.
That's not good.
And she does this multiple times, like she's talking to people and then she does something to them almost like she herself, wait, you said Dirty 20, right?
Yeah.
That she herself is charming them in some way.
Okay, Siegfried is going to relay that information to the group. I would say that I love women, but there's something wrong going on here.
That you and I see eye to eye, friend.
Then we must make haste out of this god-awful place.
She said we can leave tomorrow morning, but I feel we should still...
Isn't that suspicious, comrade, that they want us to leave as quickly as possible, but we have to wait till tomorrow to leave?
I would say that maybe they want us out because we're new and we could question what is happening here.
Possibly.
But maybe...
I think they need us. They might need us here longer so we could be put under that effect that she has. I think if she speaks to us directly, it may be more aggressive than we think, even though she doesn't come off.
Is there
that
anybody that Siegfried notices that's not under this charm?
Yeah, actually. Okay. Roll me another perception check.
Okay.
All of you can, since you're all in the know now.
Much better.
30, 20, baby!
Excellent.
13,
21.
Okay, so leaning against So leaning against a pillar, you see a cloaked figure kind of leaning, just kind of watching over everything that's going on. And she's just kind of chilling. She's just kind of watching everything. She looks kind of bored, frankly, but she isn't under the effect of the spell.
Let's approach this one. Would you like to join me, Mr. Siegfried?
Yes.
Let's see. Let's talk to this one. And I guess me and Siegfried will go talk to this this person standing on a pillar. Hello there, friend. My name is Richard.
Okay. She keeps her arms crossed and she's just like, "Hello, I'm Tara. How can I help you?"
Yeah. What is your position here? You're not partaking in feast, but also. Kind of here. What's your, as the kids say, deal?
So she looks shockingly similar to Polly.
Ooh.
She has, instead of a low bun, her hair is in a high bun. She looks a little bit younger. Her hair isn't salt and pepper. It's just all black.
Mm-hmm.
How was that roll?
Amon can dig it. Amon can dig it from afar, but he's not going to be weird about it.
Yeah. And which one of you approached...
I would say we walked up together, but Richard. We walked up together, but Richard.
But you two hung back.
Yeah. Okay. We stood back at the table. Okay. I'm watching, but I'm like, hey.
Okay. I wanted these older men to partake in this.
Something happens with you two. Someone approaches you two. We're going to deal with that in a moment, but let's deal with this first.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We fucked up and split the party.
I know.
Damn it. I plan on speaking to Elias anyway.
Okay, cool. So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. So
horny for this activity.
Are you horny? I'm
horny.
So she introduces herself as Tara, and she is... Polly's sister.
Ooh.
Tells us this?
Yeah, she just says, "I'm Polly's sister. I am the cleric of Carnalia. I am the reason that this feast is here for you."
Are you trying to trick us in the way that Polly has?
Not at all.
Can I ask why this is happening to other people?
I'm sure Polly told you the same thing. This is simply an effect of the city, but she is far more ambitious than I, and I'm just here to assist where needed.
She told us that we may ascend tomorrow morning, but are we in any danger?
As of no. As a party? No.
Girl insight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey. There it goes.
That's good. Dirty 20.
You are not in any danger.
Okay.
Well,
fair enough. At least not from her.
No. As far as she's aware, you are not in any danger.
Okay.
We've noticed Polly walking around and doing something to her guests. What is this about?
You are far more perceptive than you ought to be.
Maybe we should not say anything about this? What's your view on this, comrade?
View on what?
Madame Polly walking around. You seem very disinterested in all of these shenanigans.
I watch, and then she gestures, circling the crowd. You see a light, or like a dark blue tiefling, circling the crowd, and she has the mark of the Volstrucker.
Oh shit, okay.
I watch, she fights. She rules.
You are, like, handler?
Something like that.
Hmm. Is the Volstrecker hot?
The Volstrecker's very hot.
I'll have to roll to see if I'm into it. That's an 8. Very, very disciplined.
Siegfried is also going to roll to see if she is hot.
Yeah.
A little too young for us. A little too young for us.
The older like, guys are like, I don't know Madame Polly though.
Yeah, he's like, she's alright with Madame Polly. Woo! She can get it.
I like my girls a little bit older.
That don't impress me much.
But no, yeah, she's like, she kind of is just like circling the perimeter, but she's very casual about it. And she's just kind of observing. She's not really, she's more, she has her eyes locked on Polly though the whole time. She's not doing anything particularly aggressive. She's
interesting.
More like a security guard, like the Secret Service than more anything.
Polly told us that she normally does not create feasts, but since we are a group, this is a special occasion.
It was a special occasion. I think that getting you to, or getting, you know, the group here was, she thinks for a moment. Getting the group is, you know, it's a special occasion, and I think she wanted to celebrate accordingly. We don't get visitors often, and when they do, they hardly want to leave, and I suspect you all don't want to stay.
That is correct. We would rather move on, and especially after witnessing this sort of stuckness that everybody's in.
I will say, very rarely have any Ascenders chosen to stay. Most of you are very strong in spirit, I must admit.
Well, I guess thank you for your time. It was Tara, yes?
Tara, yes.
Thank you so much again for the food.
You're welcome. And we're gonna cut away.
Ooh. Before we cut away, can we say this is also kind of part of the short rest? I'm just trying to get that one inspiration back.
Okay, you want that inspiration back? Hell yeah. Sure.
Got the inspiration back.
Okay, I'm...
Yeah, because, I mean, you're not, like, actively really doing anything. Okay. So we're going to cut away, and you two wanted to have a little chit-chat.
Yeah, so as soon as they got up, Amon's going to, like... I'm going to assume Siegfried and Amon were sitting next to each other, and then Richard and Elias were on the other side of the table sitting next to each other. So when they got up to leave, I, like, lean across the table to Elias, and I'm like, hey, buddy, you didn't spend a lot of time around these kinds of places before you ended up here, right?
I've never been to a place like this.
Yeah, I can tell. And it's not like a bad thing. It's honestly good for you. I feel like this is one of those things where your, what was it, the group that you were a part of before
you came here? The Children of Light.
The Children of Light probably look down on these kinds of places, right?
You would never catch me in a place like this.
Not by choice, anyway. Right?
Not by choice.
Man. I'm so sorry you had to deal with this. This is definitely a younger Amon's kind of crowd, for sure. I hung out in a lot of places like this as a kid. As a younger elf, if you will. But definitely, what I would say is you are right to feel uncomfortable, but keep your wits about you. I've seen a lot of people end up in bad places because of things like this. So, keep your eyes peeled. Like, Siegfried and I may be, like, bullshitting, but for sure, don't trust anybody you don't know here. I think the group is the only people we can trust. And the bird.
There's so many beautiful things and creatures here, but I will remain resolute.
As you guys are talking, you guys hear and... Well, actually, roll me a perception check real quick.
Perception. That's 18.
Okay.
The last roll, 10.
Okay. So you guys hear, like, you feel a little, like, tug. Well, actually, you guys are sitting, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how we're gonna do this. It's gonna be very funny. From under the table, ooh, someone pokes their head out and is just like, hey.
Wait, on what side though? On my
under,
side?
Under your side.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up! Get under the table!
Did you describe what this thing looked like to me?
No. So you see, that's what you hear, and you see a very tiny, older guy. He's a halfling.
Okay.
And he has short black hair. And he's like literally like he has like a cloak on. He looks like he is ready to like disappear at a moment's notice.
Could I roll insight to see if I think he's up to like some shit that's gonna fuck with me?
Sure.
That is, oh, it's gonna be decent. That's 19.
Yeah, absolutely. He is not, he doesn't seem like he's trying to, like, hurt you. He's just, like, he's more urgent. He's just, like, get under the fucking table.
Alright, I'm gonna message to Elias and be like, hey, man, get under the table real quick. I need you to trust me.
Okay.
It's like, we'll get under the table.
Okay, so it's a large table. It's like a feasting table. So it's large.
It's an Oktoberfest table.
Kind of, yeah.
A little bit of clinking as his armor hits the table.
It's just like the kind of like not like he's tall but kind of like lean elf, and then this huge thick boy just jacked.
And then so the sides of the coverings of the table just kind of drape, and you guys are concealed under the table. And you see, he could practically stand under this table. He's like 3'10".
Oh my
God. He's this tiny little halfling. And you see this halfling standing, like sitting, like kind of on his knees almost, just like, listen, are you guys what's it called? The Ascender guys.
We are.
Okay, listen, I gotta be quick. I need you guys to help. He hands you a note. I need you guys to give this to the mainstay marauders here.
How do we find them?
They'll find you.
Great. Who are you?
I'm Dom. Dom Fortuna.
Okay. Does Amon know that our girl's looking for him?
No.
Cool. Then he's not going to see it.
Speaking of, where is Zaris in this?
She's circling, taking it all in. She doesn't like being here.
Right, I get it.
She's inside. She hates it.
Yeah, she's just like chilling against the wall. She's just like, ugh. And then she probably looked away and then looked back and they were gone. And just like, I assumed they were off.
Assumed we're fucking?
Yep.
Look at these weak-minded idiots.
I just took another drink and was just like, idiots.
Yeah, Sigrid sees ale and women. He's like, yeah, let's go. So, all
right, you're headed to Elias.
Yeah, so he hands you a note. Do you open it?
No, I'm going to keep it.
Okay, cool. And then...
No, I'm like, wait, before you go, how the fuck did you get here?
Don't worry about it.
I'm very concerned.
Don't worry about it. Listen, I have a very special set of skills that gets me wherever the fuck I need to go, so don't fucking worry about it.
Oh, all right. How do I get those skills is my question. That's my concern.
If you're here long enough, you'll learn that I have a very special nickname, and it's called Mr. Luck.
Can I roll history on that name?
Absolutely.
History.
Oh, look out.
You guys like that catch, though?
Yeah.
17.
Okay, so based on your time, because you said about 5 years.
Five years.
So based on your time, you heard rumors of, like, this Mr. Luck guy, this, like, rumored entity who could travel between the levels of Malphite, completely undetected.
Okay, I'm gonna be like, look, I know that name. I have questions for you, but you seem like you want to get out of here. Could you meet us later on so I can at least speak to you for a little bit? No aggression, I swear.
Perhaps. Don't tell Zaris I was here. But before I go, I have something for you.
Oh, God.
And he is going to give you guys, if I can get all the cards.
Cards?
Yeah.
That's what I think it is.
Nutty.
Because of what I do, I pick up a lot of things on my travels, alright? So what I found is it's called the Deck of Many Things.
Oh shit.
Oh God.
As Connor looks around like, oh God, what is this?
It's a very special deck that could be either very fucking helpful or very fucking bad.
That's basically what it is.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to give you this deck because I think it might help, but it could also make things incredibly worse.
Okay.
Do you want it?
I'll take it.
Little chaos demon.
You gave it to the most chaotic guy
ever. Absolutely.
As I'm kind of observing.
Dragon approaches, I jump on its head.
Fuck!
As Elias is observing, sure. Can I roll history or arcana?
Yeah, absolutely. You, because of your limited time in Malphite, you have known nothing about this guy.
That's that.
Unfortunately.
Wait, no. He was rolling on the deck.
Oh, on the deck?
On the deck.
Sorry. Even with the 10, you've only heard rumors then in that case about what a deck of many things is, and know that it is nothing good. So he is going to hand you a deck of many things.
And she physically handed him.
I'm literally holding a deck of many things.
And it's fucking pretty.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
It's time to duel!
Kaiba, shut the fuck up, Yugi. Shut up, Wheeler.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, but
I was like, there has to be a Yu-Gi-Oh reference now.
I play Pot of Greed. That allows me to draw two additional
cards. We know what it does!
Anyway.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're good now.
Okay.
For now.
So, Dom is going to say, okay, now I got to fucking go. But, like I said, don't tell Zaris I was here.
I'm going to tell you she's walking around right now. How do you get out without her seeing you?
Don't worry about it.
I'm very concerned. I'm mostly curious.
I'll be fine. She won't see me.
Okay. Can I watch him as he Houdinis?
Yeah. He goes under the table, and then he, are you gonna, honestly, once he goes from out under the table, you see him weaving in between the feet of people, completely undetected.
Oh, fuck.
And he gets out of the hall, and he's gone.
So it's like, if they weren't looking for him, they would have never seen him?
Yes.
Oh.
Lightfoot halfling. He is a Lightfoot halfling. He is very hard to detect.
He's got little feet.
He's got those Lambo feeties, as Ruben would say.
Yes, indeed.
But does he sell pictures of them on OnlyFans?
Oh, God, I gotta cut that out.
Wow.
I'm cutting that out for sure.
There was enough silence on there, too. Yeah. You can't cut it. Damn it. All right. I'm going to stash this deck of many things, like, in my robe for now.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I have a little bit of dialogue.
No. I'll stash it, but, like, I'm going to start moving out. But if you want to speak, go ahead.
You're under the table still.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, do you want to move out from under the table, or you want to stay under the table?
Stay under the table.
Okay.
Like two children.
That deck is cursed.
It's not cursed more as there's a lot of bad things that can happen, but there are a few good things that can happen.
Then why take it?
We don't have to use it, but I think it might be a resource that could assist us.
I think you intend to use it, good man.
I mean, I do. But you don't have to.
I'm in your party.
I won't blow myself up next to you if that's what your concern is.
I'll do it in another room.
I will definitely do this on my own time. But I do think it's a resource that we can offer to the group.
I don't know if I trust you yet, Trickster, but it is what it is.
I also think...
Get back from under the table.
As you're getting up, now I'm messaging you because you're standing up. I'm going to say, like, I also think we could use this as a bribe piece to people who won't let us ascend. Just because this woman wants us out doesn't mean the next one will.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to, like, take it, regard it, sit down.
By this time, are we walking back and see them
come
from underneath the table?
Yeah.
Comrades, what are you doing? Why are you underneath the table?
Why were you guys underneath?
We dropped a scrap of food. I'm just kidding.
10 second rule?
I'll tell them, like, you guys sit down and I'll talk to you about it, just not out loud.
Yeah.
And you message them?
Yeah, I'll message each one of them what just happened.
Okay.
Do I have a message?
Message.
I mean, you can whisper a response that only I can hear.
Ooh. Okay, so Zaris at this point rejoins the party as well.
Wait, Ooh. Are you telling us about Dom too?
I'm telling you guys, and I'm going to tell him exactly what he said. I kind of want to tell Zaris.
Zaris is just like, why were you under the table?
You caught that?
Yeah.
Nice. So I'm going to look at Elias and, like, I guess kind of like make a gesture of some sort of, like, should we tell her?
Tell her what you know.
Very well.
What?
And, like, I begin to tell her what just occurred. And, like, I don't fully whip out these cards, but, like, I, like, open a robe and I'm like, yo, we have this. I don't know where he went. I didn't want to cause a scene because I feel like that would have been bad for everybody.
Zaris, her face, like, becomes, like, stony. Like, you've never seen her, like, this, like, just, like, pissed. So she's just like, I gotta go.
Wait. Can you tell us why he said he doesn't want you to know he's here?
I...
You don't have to go into detail. I just want to know why he's seemingly afraid of dealing with you.
He took something from me, and I want to get it back.
Good enough for me.
Be careful.
Okay, so Zaris is going to...
I'm going to go, wait. Well, are you gonna hit this or what? as I pull like the deck of cards out of my room, you gonna hit this shit?
Dream rotation right here.
Dream blunt rotation. Absolutely not. That is the fact that he gave that to you is just an indicator of what a fool he is and what a fool you would be if you took it.
Don't judge, but okay. And I'll put him away, but like.
Zaris also will say, you all be careful. I need to go find Dom. But you, don't be idiots. I'll see you at the gates.
And before she leaves, I'm gonna hit her with the comrade. I hit my head against my chest. For victory. Zaris, how do you know of this?
Zaris never doing this ever. He's just like, for victory.
Elias suddenly, after Richard does this, like, kind of like, trusts him a little bit now.
I'm gonna look at you very confused. Like, comrade, how do you know of this?
I know of this from a dear friend in this land, the first.
He goblin?
No.
Goblinoid? Like bugbear? Goblin bugbear. Did you catch Bugbear's name?
Yes. Bugbear's name was Ragnar.
Ragnar? I know of this Ragnar. He was a good comrade of mine in living life back in Feywild.
Tell me more.
We fought together.
He was a good fighter.
He was a great fighter. He was my lieutenant, I was his commander, and he was best fighter out of whole group.
He's in limbo currently. He aided us in our escape from limbo.
I'm glad to hear of this, that you've met such a great bugbear, great goblin, but it does discern me that he met his fate similar to mine. A long time ago, us goblins in the Feywild were persecuted. Young goblin accidentally blow up very famous flowers in the Winter Queen's garden. These snowflake flowers only bloom during full moon. And he accidentally destroyed them by playing with bombs. And Winter Queen got the Autumn Princess to join her in their fight. And she claimed genocide on all goblinoids. And we fought for freedom. It was a long time, long fight.
Did Ragnar make it?
Well, when I left, I had to flee Feywild for certain reasons. Ragnar was still alive, so it's disheartening to know that he is no longer amongst living.
He is amongst us, though.
And I'm glad he had a hand in assisting you. I'm glad that he had a hand in us meeting each other.
I agree. This is good. For victory.
For victory. He does it again.
Zaris is just like... That's nice.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take wind out of sail. You can.
No, I gotta go. You all be safe. I will. She's like flustered and pissed, and she's just like, I have to go. Please be safe. Don't be stupid. And she takes off.
As she runs out the door, Moncross cracks a crispy boy.
For Zaris.
Yeah. And he's like, yo, for Zaris.
Here.
So she takes off, and I can close her character sheet for now.
So now she doesn't have to speak to herself.
No, now I don't necessarily have to talk to myself in that sense. What do you guys do? You guys have your own chambers for the evening.
Ooh.
Like own separate chambers?
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys going to go for the build bunk beds?
No. This one's space for stuff. Siegfried's going to take... a nice lady home with him.
Absolutely.
That is what Siegfried is going to do.
Oh my god.
He's going to go home and solve long division with a woman from...
What is this euphemism? I've never heard that before. Oh,
shit. That is what Siegfried will do.
Oh, absolutely. God. And, okay, yeah, absolutely.
We've introduced the actual horny.
The horny is the ball.
Anyone else?
Oh my god.
Anyone else partaking? I have NPCs.
No, I think Amon, like, again, he was telling Elias, he's been in these places before, and he knows, like, it could go south or not. He's not as well prepared to deal with an ambush by himself as Siegfried is. So he's gonna, like, retire to his room, bring Chuck with him, like, same thing, give Chuck, like, some blankets and a pillow so he can, like, get his own bed, and just kind of, like, trance out for a bit, and not, like, pull any of the cards, but, like, have the deck and, like, think about his decisions.
What is Elias going to do?
Elias makes his way back to his room, but not without making eye contact with some just tens.
Oh, yeah. And just, one of them, like, winks at you.
I'm going to make eye contact and then just shudder away.
Is Siegfried's room by Elias's room?
Well, how thin are these walls?
They're decently thick, so it's not that bad.
No, I'm just talking about the walls.
No, I know.
Siegfried and Elias, are they like walking back to the rooms at the same time?
No, not necessarily. Okay. However, when Elias gets into his room,
I'm going home.
Roll me a perception check.
Okay.
You just hear the walls banging.
Oh, no.
So, you are so...
He took that advice and he's looking.
No. As you're walking into your room, you get this... You are so on edge because of everything going on. You are so almost over everything. You are ready to get out of Dodge. You realize that there is someone waiting for you in your room.
Oh.
Before I entered the room?
Yes, there's someone waiting for you in the room. Like, kind of just, like, waiting in the corner. Yeah.
Okay.
Just, like, kind of, like, someone with their foot up, like, just, like...
Aragorn in the corner?
Vibes,
Captain
yeah.
Captain Morgan pose?
No.
Okay.
Like, just, like, sitting in a chair, just, like, foot on a table, just, like, arms crossed. Like,
I like
just,
it.
Like, chilling.
It's casual.
Before I even enter the room, I am on the outside of the door. The door is closed.
Mm-hmm.
And because I feel this presence... And I'm going to say, I'm not even going to entertain this sin. Be gone from my room.
You're not my type.
Ooh.
I'm probably not your type. Be gone from this room. I say again.
Come in. I need... Hurry up.
I am not what you're after.
I... Yes, you are. Hurry. Get in. It's not what you think. Come in on. Here.
I'm going to open up the door. And with kind of like a hand on... my halberd, and then step in cautiously.
Okay. In the corner, like, literally just, like, lounging, like, in, like, monk attire, you see a dragonborn.
Oh.
Hello there.
Ooh.
You feeling like donkey?
God damn it.
This episode's been very horny heavy.
Oh my god. Well, depending, like, because of the level, I suppose. So you see a green dragonborn in the corner. And she's like in like monk attire, but also like she's kind of trying to keep herself well hidden. And she like kind of sits up once you walk in. She's just like, "You're Elias, right?"
I am.
Okay, hurry, get in. Come on, close the door.
I close the door behind me.
I'm Izzy. I'm from the Mainstay Marauders. I was told you had something for me.
I might have gotten something handed to me, and I'm gonna brandish the envelope.
Perfect. Can I have, please?
How can I trust you?
She brandishes a letter from Captain August.
Can I read the letter? Just observe it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool.
Saying that she is one of the Marauders?
It's just a letter kind of talking about what is happening in Limbo. Just like an update. This was brought to me by Dom, who you just spoke to, right?
That halfling is who you are referring to.
Yes. Black hair, says fucking all the time.
I'm gonna kind of like tentatively hand her the note, and as she grabs it, I'm gonna like hold it a little bit and lock eyes with her.
Mm-hmm.
Do not cross me.
I have no intention to. I need your help.
I'm letting go of the letter.
Okay. Thank you. Can I have the note?
Yes. And I'm gonna do the same thing with the note.
Thank you. Where's everyone else?
Everyone is doing as they please.
Oh, God.
God damn it.
Is she gonna walk in?
As they please.
Is she gonna walk in?
No.
Laying pipe.
Sir!
That noise is me banging my head against the wall.
Well, one of us is canonically laying pipe.
Well, everyone else has not described what they may or may not be doing.
I definitely said I went into my room and chilled.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at the deck of many things like...
Okay.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, it's okay. Okay, she's gonna look at Elias and be like, Okay, my name's Izzy. I need all the... I need to get everyone else. Dom said that I could help you, right?
Get everyone else?
I need the other Ascenders.
They're in their chambers.
I'll be right back.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Cannot wait.
She puts her ear to Siegfried's door, and she's just like, never mind. She knocks on Amon's door.
I'm gonna alert Chuck to, like, hide somewhere, and then mage hand the door open again, but, like, with my hand on my rapier ready to fight.
Elias sent me. I'm a mainstay marauder. I need your help. Come on, let's go.
Rolling insight. It's gonna be a dirty 20.
Perfect. She's on the level. You believe her.
So I'm going to... She wants us to go to Elias' room?
Yeah. Come on. Hurry up.
I'm gonna... Is Chuck asleep? How is Chuck knocked out?
He drank.
I'm gonna like take my robe off real quick, put his like makeshift bed into the hood, put the robe back on very carefully, and then walk with her to Elias's room.
Dope. Stay here, you guys. I'll be right back. I promise. And she goes and finds Richard and knocks on his door.
He opens the door. Hello.
What is he doing?
He was just chilling, playing music.
You're Richard, right?
Yes, who are you?
I'm Izzy.
Okay.
I need your help.
With?
Everyone else. I'm with Elias and Amon.
You are friends of Elias and Amon?
Yes.
No, roll inside. Yeah. That like, is... Hold on. Only a 13.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Yeah, you know she isn't friends necessarily, but she's not, like, not friends.
She's not foe either.
Yeah.
Okay, I follow you. You go in front, though.
That's fine. I'm one of the marauders.
Come I don't on. Know who that is.
Let's go.
Okay.
I'll fill you in later.
I don't know what the shenanigans they've got into, but I'm not affiliated.
Okay. Siegfried is busy, so unfortunately...
Nobody's gonna get Siegfried? Okay.
I mean, do you want me to knock... Okay.
Oh my god, please hold. Let me look up a spell. Everybody wait, for the love of God. Hold on. I'm gonna point my finger toward his room. Message has a range of 120 feet.
Do you have to see them?
Nope.
Message, you don't have to have line of sight?
It says, you point your finger toward a creature within range and whisper a message.
Alright.
So I'm gonna point, and I'm gonna be like, Elias's room. I'm sorry.
Okay. Siegfried is... Mid-business. Gets the message.
Closes his briefcase.
And immediately jumps into action. Gets his pants on. But that's it.
What is he saying to the ones he's leaving behind?
He doesn't say anything. He just kind of like pushes said face.
Full Kratos God of War 1.
Yeah.
What's up? What are you doing? Did I do something wrong?
I have to go. Puts his pants on, grabs his axe, puts it on his shoulder, and rushes to Elias's room.
Straight out of
rushes. Because
I probably should have said something like not as aggressive.
Right.
But...
So he doesn't know the situation. He only understands that a message is like, Elias's room now. And he thinks, because of everything that we had already previously gone through, it's about to go down. So he runs to Elias's room, kicks the door open, brandishes his big giant battle axe ready to go.
Put them both away, my guy.
What? Is everything okay?
Yeah, we're fine. I need your help.
I thought these were friends of yours. Everyone seems very aggressive.
I'm going to mage hand and close the door right behind him.
He very slowly looks around the room. Everybody's just kind of like, you know, horrified. Like, what's going on? Like, why are you coming in ready to go? And he's just going to grab his axe and... Put it
with just your pants on.
Yeah, and put it behind him against the door, like the wall next to the door, and just okay.
Okay. You're new here, right, Richard?
Yeah, I've been here for a while, but I'm new to this shenanigan, yes.
Pause for tyrants. Okay. I'm part of the Mainstay Marauders, which is a group of people trying to bring down the governors and Volstreckers of every level.
Okay, I'm tracking thus far, yes.
Our leader, Vix Vita, she's somewhere on this level, we think. She might have fallen, she might not have, we're not sure.
That is a 13 for, or 14 for history. Do I know that name?
Yes, you're familiar.
Okay.
Nice. You've heard of this person, not necessarily of the main Sand Marauders.
I'm gonna kind of like pull him to the side and just explain really quick.
Mid conversation?
Right, I'm just gonna like, just kind of like aside real quick.
I feel like he's like, I got this. So yeah, like, pulls him aside and just like explains the whole situation.
Explain him real quick, like give him the gist of what we went through and like who the main Sand Marauders are real quick and just kind of fill him in. Like, we did a job for them and that's kind of why.
Why we ascended.
Yeah, and why we're okay with.
Okay, I'm following now, yes.
Okay, so. You've seen Madame Polly's magics, right?
Yes, we have.
She's stealing secrets.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh.
I knew there was something wrong with this situation.
All of the women under her employ she has their secrets.
So they are forced to do activities because she has secrets?
They're forced to be her employee.
Ah.
This sounds like trafficking.
And Siegfried just... deflates. It feels so bad. Like
Siegfried goes ghost white.
Yeah, he's just like, ah, man.
I mean, comrade, you didn't know.
I did not.
I'm sure you would not partake if you had known.
I need to.
With Siegfried's inner pirate brain is still like,
exactly.
Village. No, so, okay, Izzy, she's just like, wow.
Hey man, he's a sailor. He knows what's up.
And each their own, comrade.
I'm gonna, easily though, like, that when that line comes out, like, I look at Elias and like, kind of give him a like,
see?
Like, that kind of thing, like, there's always something you gotta look out for, kind of thing, like, that's what it is. Like, there's always a catch.
But at the same time, Siegfried looks over and goes, yeah, but he's been in this situation, and he knows what's up too, so, yeah. Mm. Can you blame him, kind of thing?
Like a barbarian brain.
Yeah, exactly.
I need your help. Madame Polly has a ledger with everyone's secrets. If we were to get it, the women could have a choice on where they wanted to work. The Mainstay Marauders had taken up in the Blackbird's Nest, which is a up-and-coming version of what is going on here that offers... It's different, but the women who and men and people who are there have the choice to be there.
She had a letter from Captain August, right?
Mm-hmm.
But does she know what happened to Captain August?
I don't know. Do you want to ask her?
Yeah. You know of Captain August, yes?
Yeah, he sent me a letter not too long ago about you guys. The word of your heroics in Limbo has already spread, and we need your help. If not for us, then those who are already being held against their will in their appointment at the Siren's Den.
We believe that Captain August fell.
I'm very sorry to hear that. He was a great leader for Limbo.
We dealt specifically with Naomi, do you know of her?
I'm not familiar with her, but I hope that she is even half the leader that Captain August was. I spoke to him often.
She took over in his place. Who runs the Mainstay Marauders here?
Me.
Oh.
She's the boss.
Well.
There aren't very many of us because not many of us can withstand the effect of Carnalia, but we do what we can here, and that's why the Blackbird's Nest is such a big asset to us.
Here's my question, though. How do we get on that level of being able to withstand this? Because I feel like it's going to get worse the longer we're here, so why wouldn't we get out of here as soon as possible? I don't want to not help you, because the Marauders have assisted us so much in this journey.
Comrade, if you will, I can assist in this. He's going to play a little bit of his harmonica, and it's basically I'm playing off counter charm. If someone falls to this, I can assist. And he just... And you kind of feel like the magic coming from the harmonica like kind of helps resist that a little bit. That's how I've been able to stay so close to this place and not feel anything.
Alright. All right.
Do you know of Madame Polly's sister? Is she, could we trust her?
I've heard of her. She means no. She's as neutral as they come. She goes where she's told, but she works. She is fine.
Is she single?
You are a fool.
Yes.
She's not new information.
Like, this does not answer my question.
Could she be an ally against her sister?
I highly doubt she would turn against her sister. Her loyalty lies with her sister.
But she has nothing to do with this charm and this spell that's cast on her.
She stays out of it. From what I've seen, she doesn't partake in the charm itself.
What was the place that we're...
So she tells you about the Siren's Den, which is the kind of the main brothel, the Hall of Arrows where you're at is...
Sorry, everybody. James is nodding and like so
Siegfried
much.
Siegfried heard brothel and he's like, yes.
Siegfried hits everybody with that Italian approval.
Let's go.
By the gods.
Siegfried volunteers to.
Single-handed.
Volunteers as tribute.
Volunteers to examine this brothel up and down and figure out what's happening there.
FBI.
Yeah. Izzy hands you all a map.
Ooh, handout!
Oh, let's go!
Oh, she got a map, y'all.
Good luck reading my handwriting.
We'll try.
I see Siren's Den.
Yeah,
we could scan this in and post it.
Absolutely, yeah. Instagram.
Where are we?
You are at the Hall of Arrows right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, here's other question. I'm sure Madame Polly has strong hold on location. Are we going to be able to get out of here by will to get to this new location?
Tara, you spoke to Tara, right?
Yes, I did, actually, yeah.
I'm sure she insisted on your safety?
Yes, but she sounds on level, but I believe there's this tiefling that works for Madame Polly. She looks like maybe...
The Volstrecker, yeah. Madame Polly, her reach is far, but also she has a her circle is very tight. Her loyalties... Azura is the name of the Volstrecker on this level. She is Azura. Very loyal to Madame Polly, as is her sister. They will protect her. They will protect her above all. So I believe for now you are safe here. If you wanted to take your rest here, tomorrow, what we could do. And what I'm asking of you is to get the ledger of Madame Polly from the Siren's Den. And that would allow the women here to kind of have more of a choice.
If we get this ledger, does that mean that we ascend faster?
You would do us a great favor, especially after you helped the Mainstay Marauders in one.
We did help the Mainstay Marauders.
As I said before, the word of your heroics in Limbo has already reached here.
I'm assuming this might help more than just us. Maybe if we increase our novelty a little bit, maybe others in other realms will be more open to our assistance.
Keeping the Mainstay Marauders as your allies.
Also, what is this little ball thing that's been floating you around?
The ball literally is just like just floating around from person to person. Literally, while Siegfried was busy, zoomed out real fast.
Was it in there for like a hot second? And then like saw what was happening and like what? Cartoonishly, and like fucking bolted.
Literally, just like a quick.
It glows like blush red, and then just leaves.
Yeah. All the lights flash red. For a second.
As it leaves.
Oh, God, no.
You can cut that out.
Nope, you're going to leave the oo-oo in.
First of all, this is an Ada-Ada household. We don't oo-oo here.
He oos.
I know, fucking weirdo.
I do. I have no shame. I want to ask her, like, is the Volstrecker very physically powerful?
Like formidable?
Like the last one was? The last one was very... Not magic heavy, but I feel like if he punched me, He could tear my soul out of my chest.
She is a very formidable fighter. I think that you would... She would... in a fight, it would be very difficult, again, to fight her.
I wouldn't want a 1v1 somebody like that.
So we are against her when it comes to finding this ledger.
The goal is to sneak in. This is what we need to do. Tomorrow we sneak into the Siren's Den. We sneak into Madame Polly's office. From there we can find the ledger. And if the Mainstay Marauders get the ledger, then it creates a ripple in Carnalia that could help the effect that everyone is so afraid of.
Siegfried is going to catch on these words and say, I volunteer to distract Madame Polly.
Madame Polly doesn't need distraction. The goal is to get in and get out without her even knowing we're
there. I still volunteer to distract Madame Polly.
I love it. Have at it, good
boy. I am in, comrades. I think a little change is in order. If he's going
to volunteer for Madame Polly, Amon would love to volunteer for her sister.
Oh, God.
But
my boy Elias, it seems like we're going to be doing most of the work here.
I'm a little too sneaky because I did hear sneak in that plan. And it's something I happen to be very decent at.
We need that. We could use that.
I ain't no Zaris for very long, but I miss her.
I will give up the chance to entertain her sister.
God damn it.
I volunteered tribute.
Elias is kind of like in the back, like reciting his oath.
Under his breath.
He's pouring cold water on himself.
He has his like a holy symbol to him, and he's just like,
literally,
why God, why?
Like a rosary prayer.
I'm just back there behind him, shaking my head, like, yeah, I get it.
But yeah, no, Amon heard sneak, and it's like it triggered something in his mind. Like he wants to do this, like something about getting back to like his youth, like. That's something that Amon does remember as a kid, like learning how to be sneaky and get like away with things without getting caught, without magic, just a raw like sneak roll. Like he's used to that, so he's kind of excited about this mission. It sounds like something he could actually help a little more with than he has recently. Not that he hasn't, but like he feels definitely like this is something he could excel at.
Forte.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Amon is excited.
But even to mention, you guys are friends in the building. No harm is going to come to you. As far as they're aware, they're going to escort you out tomorrow morning. The only thing is, tomorrow morning they're going to come to find you and you won't be here.
So, it's a good idea to spend night here. They're going to make us leave. They're not necessarily going to make us walk all the way to gate, no?
No, it's just an escort so that it probably will help with the charm effect, I suspect.
Indeed. So... Yes, plan of action is spend night here and then make way to your so location.
Making our way to Siren's Den.
Yes.
I like it. I'm in.
I have other duties to attend to, but I will come find you once you have the ledger. And the map should help you find it.
We appreciate the map. It does help. The pleasure pier.
Oh, yeah.
The first thing I noticed, sorry. But yeah, Amon is in.
All right. So with that, Izzy leaves, and you all get a long rest.
Going
to sleep now.
And we're going to call it there.
All right. So really quick, for mechanical reasons, before I ask in the top of the next episode... We still have the +9 to our max HP until nighttime?
Probably evening the next day.
Cool, okay. I like that a lot.
So it'll go probably. I'll give it until right before your long rest tomorrow. Okay, like a full 24 hours.
Make science.
That was part of the perk of the Hero's Feast.
Hell yeah, y'all!
So we'll go ahead and call it here. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining. sorry, this was a little bit longer. It went longer than I expected.
It's honestly still shorter than every other episode we've recorded.
It's okay. Power of editing will make it a lot shorter.
So thank you so much for joining us. If you want to stay up to date on the latest and greatest on all of the Turning Tables shenanigans, you can find us on Instagram at Turning Tables Pod, and then on Twitter now at
Hell yeah
TTDNDPod.
We have Twitter?
We have Twitter.
We have Twitter.
So you can find us there as well. We're going to start doing that shenanigans because I need more stuff to do.
Alex enjoys Twitter.
I
love Twitter. I live on Twitter.
I don't know her.
Siegfried also loves Twitter.
Yeah.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Ghost Coffee Shop. Danny, anything to plug?
Yo, so many things to plug. You guys can follow me at Wrathchild714. You guys can also follow, holy shit, by the time this comes out, Hops and Notes will have at least one episode out.
Fantastic.
Maybe two. Hell yeah. Go listen to and follow Hops and Notes on Instagram. It's, I think Hops and Notes Pod? Mm-hmm. Hops and Notes Pod on Instagram. It's a podcast where I talk about music, craft beer, and get a little litty while we talk about albums. It's a great time. Ruben?
Hello. This is no longer Richard. This is now Ruben. If you want to follow me somewhere, I'm on Instagram at REC Matrix. I am the blue collar sad boy. If you like raccoons, music, karaoke, working out at the gym, go ahead and follow me. If not, follow me anyway. I don't care. I don't got any plugs this week. I've been checked out for most of the week, but move on to Connor.
Hey guys, how's it going?
You got
pretty good. I don't have anything to plug, really. I'm just very happy to be here, rolling some dice, having some fun. Can't wait to get to the next episode. I'm gonna pass it over to James.
Hi. Yeah, if you want to follow me on Instagram, you can find me at The Mighty Monarch. That's the underscore mighty underscore monarch.
What? We just got an Instagram handle?
You did. He got the plug.
And, if you really want to find me and you really want to know what I'm about and what I do, I am a writer for Inside the Magic. So you can find me there. You can read all about my pop culture opinions and news and all that jazz. Boost my numbers. I get more money. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah, give him more money.
I will.
Give him more money.
Yeah. Sorry, this is a role play episode, but we got some.
It was a great time.
All you need to know is that Siegfried loves women.
We got some shenanigans coming up next episode, though, so stay tuned for that. All right.
Let's get it.
Bye.
Turning Tables is part of the Horrible People's Network. To hear more podcasts like this, go to HORROBLE People's Network.